So there are two very distinct parts of the mind. There's the part we're all very familiar with, the part that thinks, imagines, remembers, or analyzes, or plans, and so on. Let's call this the thinking self. So as you're sitting here today, your mind is likely chatting away and commenting on this whole experience, thinking, oh, gee, I'm tired, or I like what she just said, or I'm not getting this, or what should I do about this relationship in my life, or how's that work project going to work out, and on and on and on. It just goes on ceaselessly commenting, judging, and planning. So now, just notice, what's the last thing that your thinking self just said to you? And now notice what's your thinking self saying to you right now. And now see if you can catch your next thought. So interestingly, you're having thoughts, but there's something else here that's noticing your thoughts. That just noticed the last thought you just had. Sees that you're judging what I'm saying. So something is noticing your thoughts. It can't really be your thoughts. So what is this other thing? There's this other part of ourselves that virtually never gets talked about. We don't even really have a word for it in our everyday common language. It's the part of your mind that doesn't think. It can't think. It just notices. It's aware and awake. It notices whatever you're thinking and feeling and doing and seeing and hearing and tasting and so on. I'll call this second use of the mind your observing self or experiencing self or awareness. And so today is all about putting our attention on this second use of the mind or this other intelligence we have. It's kind of like an intuitive knowing that we have. So it's to move our attention from our thinking self more over to this observer self. I like to call it our inner home. And to make contact with this part of ourselves, it's actually all about relaxing. It's about relaxing the thinking self completely. So you just keep letting go. And you just let yourself be here in sensation and perception, kind of outside of thinking. An analogy for these two uses of the mind are the sky and the weather. Thoughts and feelings are like the weather. The weather changes continually. But no matter how bad it gets, it can't harm the sky in any way. So the mightiest thunderstorm, or the most turbulent hurricane, the most severe winter blizzard, these things cannot hurt or harm the sky. So the weather is like the contents of your life, your experiences, your thoughts, your emotions. And no matter how bad or good the weather gets, the sky always has room for it. And sooner or later, the weather always changes. The sky is not in resistance to anything. No preference to what moves through it. Never hurt by anything that moves through it. Now, sometimes we forget the sky is there, like on a really foggy day, but it's actually always still there. Even when we can't see it, it's still there. If you went up in a plane, up through all of the clouds and fog, you'd get to a really wide, expansive, open space. A clear, boundless sky stretching in all directions. So this bigger space that notices thoughts or kind of contains thoughts or emotions or experiences is akin to the sky, and it's in all of us. And more we can learn to access this part of ourselves that's this safe, wide, open space that can hold all of our life experiences as they move through us and come and go. And so coming home to ourselves is to make contact with this big, wide open, expansive awareness that we all have within us. It's kind of another intelligence. It's like an intuitive knowing that is here in the midst of all of our thoughts. Like it's what notices thoughts or emotions or feelings. And so today is all about coming home to ourselves, to reside in our authenticity, to touch into the ground and the core of us, to feel into our center, our anchor, and our stability, our sky-like self, regardless of weather patterns that are coming and going. In our culture, we're just not used to putting our attention on this other part of ourselves. So most of us are really out of practice. And that's why it's wonderful to take a day like today and really prioritize this other really stable, sturdy part of ourselves that's outside of thought. This anchor can actually only be felt in the present moment. It can only be sensed now or now. You can't really anchor yourself in thought because they're always changing. Your ideas and concepts about yourself just change based on your internal or external weather patterns. Our true inner stability is actually a subtle thing, and that's why we often miss it. It's kind of a perceptual shift or an experiential thing or an energetic thing. It's like being our energetic or perceptual field, regardless of what moves through it. Now I'm going to talk about four ways that we come home to ourselves and touch into this more sky-like self. And one or all may resonate for you. So just listen with your being and your heart and see what resonates for you. So we anchor ourselves with our body, our breath, and our senses. And then from this anchor, when we're really inhabiting our body and our breath and our senses, from this anchor, we allow everything to be as it is. And so to ground ourselves in our body, first just take a moment and feel the inside of your body. Feel an openness to the chest. Really feel the inside of your torso. Really inhabit your legs and your feet. Feel the inside of your arms and hands. Feel any pulsating or tingling or aliveness. Allow yourself to feel your body from the inside, to really inhabit yourself. And as you're listening to my words, listen to me from your heart and kind of your being. Listen to me from everything below the neck. So go ahead and drop your attention from your head to your heart. And really inhabit your body. Feel the inside of your chest and torso as I talk to you. So the first way that we come home to ourselves is with the body, where we inhabit our bodies, we feel ourselves from the inside. And we stay in our bodies as we do things like listen or look. You can feel the inside of yourself simultaneous to listening or looking. Now, the second way to come home to yourself is with your senses. What are you aware of in this moment? What can you see? What colors and shapes can you actually see right now out in front of you? What can you hear right now? You can hear this word and then this one. Maybe the sound of your breathing. Maybe some sounds in the room where you are. Just notice what you can hear right now. Also notice what you can feel right now. Like, what can you feel with your sense of touch? Can you feel the clothes against your skin? How does your body feel against the chair? So let yourself be with your sensing. You don't have to do listening or seeing or feeling. You just notice the sensing that's happening all on its own. And just be with your sensations. You don't have to think about what you're listening to or seeing. Just kind of be the seeing, be the listening, be the feeling. So we ground ourselves in our body. We really inhabit the body, feeling the body from the inside. we ground ourselves in our senses, really inhabiting our listening, seeing, and feeling, being in our senses. And then the third way to come home to ourselves is with our breath. Notice where you feel your breath the most strongly. Do you feel it at the nose or the chest? Maybe the belly? Notice where you feel your breath. And then from that point, just feel your next breath. And the next one. What does this next breath feel like? Many teachers start with the breath. So if you're new to all of this, you might want to just keep your focus on your breath today and use this as your anchor. And you just anchor yourself with your breath. The breath is always here. So in any moment, you can come back and find out what it's like to feel your next breath. And just feel the inhale and the exhale. And anchor yourself with the next breath. It can be your home base. It's always available to you. And so we anchor ourselves with our body, our breath, and our senses. And from the body, the breath, and the senses, really inhabiting all of these, everyone's a little different, so one of these might resonate more than others. So notice whether you like to inhabit yourself with your body, breath, or senses, or all three. And really inhabit them. And from this space, then the fourth way we anchor ourselves is to allow everything to be as it is. So you're inhabiting your body, breath, and senses, and then from this space, you just utterly allow this moment to be as it already is. You allow your internal environment and external environment to be as they are. So you're utterly being with the current moment as it's happening. So you anchor yourself, and in the midst of being anchored, you allow everything to be as it is. You allow your thoughts and feelings to be as they are. Allow all the sensations of your body to flow freely. And let all of the sounds in the room just be as they are. Let everything come into your awareness and your attention as it does. This is what it is to come home to ourselves, to be inhabiting our body and breath and senses, and then from this anchor, to just utterly allow life to be as it already is. To allow your thoughts and feelings to be as they are. To allow my voice to be as it is. This is what it means to come home to yourself.